This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will begin Tuesday in the U.S. Senate. Over the weekend, the Democratic lawmakers managing the impeachment case filed a brief laying out their arguments supporting charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress against the president. The president's legal team issued a rejection of the House impeachment. On ABC This Week, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, the impeachment manager, says he continues to be concerned about a fair trial.
Will the senators allow the House to call witnesses, to introduce documents? That is the foundational issue on which everything else rests, and one thing that the public is overwhelmingly in support of, and that is a fair trial.
On the same program, Alan Dershowitz, one of the president's lawyers, says voters should give the final verdict, not Congress.
I think many presidents in the past have made foreign policy decisions to enhance their electoral prospects. And if people think that this president did that, that's a factor that should enter into the decision who to vote for, among many, many other factors.
Mr. Trump is only the third U.S. president to face an impeachment trial. Afghan officials say the Taliban executed six members of the same family in the country's north. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The killings, which took place in a remote village in the country's north, include an infant girl. The insurgent group has denied any involvement, saying the attack on Saturday was triggered by a personal dispute. However, local officials say the family was accused by the Taliban of working in prostitution and that the group had first sentenced them to death for immoral acts, then stormed the house and opened fire. The infant girl's mother and twin sister survived, but both of the child's legs had to be amputated. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And for news in the palm of your hand, download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. China says 17 more people have become infected with a new coronavirus strain. This is fanning fears it will spread further as hundreds of millions of people travel to celebrate the upcoming Lunar New Year. Meanwhile, U.S. health officials are now screening for the virus at three airports. More from VOA's Michelle Quinn.
The virus is believed to have started in Wuhan, a city in central China. It belongs to the same family of coronaviruses that include severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS. SARS killed nearly 800 people globally during an outbreak 17 years ago. It also started in China. Adding to health officials' concerns is that many of the 1.4 billion people of China are expected to travel abroad during the Lunar New Year holiday. At New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport, one man in transit with his wife and children said the health screening was a simple process.
15 minutes, very simple, and they made it very easy to get through.
Screening is also happening in other cities around the world. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, San Francisco.
Leaders from 12 countries are meeting in Germany today in hopes of laying a foundation for a lasting ceasefire between Libya's rival governments. Turkey and Russia helped broker a fragile ceasefire in Libya, which took effect last week, but both sides have accused the other of breaking it. One of the hopes of the summit is to curb continued foreign interference in the conflict. The bodies of the 11 Ukrainians who died when an Iranian missile shot down a passenger plane have arrived in Ukraine for a farewell ceremony. They were among the 176 people killed in the January 8th catastrophe when a Ukrainian Airlines plane heading to Kyiv was brought down shortly after takeoff from Tehran. Forecasters are warning of severe storms in Australia's fire-hit state of Victoria. Recent heavy rains have dampened many of the country's bushfires. Meanwhile, Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports tourists are beginning to return to the country.
Coming into dock, the first cruise ship returned to bushfire-ravaged Kangaroo Island in Australia on Sunday. Kangaroo Island is renowned for its wildlife, but the recent bushfires have burned more than 200,000 hectares of land, putting several species at risk. For passengers, supporting the local economy is a top priority.
And we just want to come ashore to spend some money and to try and help the locals.
The Australian government also said on Sunday it will allocate more than $50 million to the country's lucrative tourism industry. Tourism accounts for more than 3% of the country's annual economic output.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy, and I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.